In today's video, I want to get across that you don't have to be rich in order to get into motorsport. Hello again, drivers. Enzo here with the Race Driver Coach Show. I want to hit something I've hit so many times. Not yourselves, not anyone else. It's a subject and it's about money. Because when you're thinking about motorsport, when you're looking at motorsport, you're trying to get in or you're trying to get up. You think, you know what? It costs too much money. It's only for the wealthy people. It's only for the connected people. All these drivers that are out there, they're just rich kids going around, driving around and they're just having fun. It's just unfair. But in fact, if you take a deeper look, because it can look like that. I used to have that chip on my shoulder when I was driving. I used to be jealous of all those drivers. But then I started working in the industry. I started to work with drivers that went all the way from karts to F1. And I noticed they didn't have any money. They weren't from a racing background. And it's the same all the way through. You can see, same with entrepreneurs. People just think that these people that are successful in business were just born into it. But in fact, some of the most successful entrepreneurs, some of the most successful race drivers, as well as these two, didn't have money. They were virtually homeless. In fact, Ocon, one of my drivers, ex-drivers, he used to live in a caravan. His dad used to sell secondhand cars, probably still does. He used to live in a caravan. He's back in F1 next year in Renault. Figure that out. Nothing to do with racing really in the past, not much. Bottas, same. And this is a video I've done in the past. Hamilton, same. I'm with someone now, Liam Lawson, who hasn't really got any money in life, just normal working class family. And he's in F3. He's in two F3 championships. How's this possible? If every driver needs money, or should I say they do need money, needs somebody with money, obviously, to pay for it. But if every driver, if you see every driver as being rich and wealthy and that's why they're there, you're deluded. You're playing the blame game. There are championships out there. Now, I've got a case study right now. I've got this driver that's joined us at iZone. And he doesn't really have any cash. He's just a kid. But he says, how can I get into racing? I've done my race license. I've been to the race school. I've paid for my race license. I've got the helmet, suit, everything's in place like that. But I can't really afford to race. So what did we do? We looked around and said, okay, what is affordable? Don't worry about the big glossy dream just yet. Let's just see how we can afford to get you on the grid. So we looked at all these different championships. Now, he could have gone Formula Ford and just done some club Formula Ford racing like I did. Doesn't cost much. People can do that off a wage, right? And just getting a few sponsors here and there, giving 500, a grand here and there, a few favors. You can eke your way through a season. But he decided on, it's going to be a BMW Compact, this is UK, Compact Cup. But instead, he's going for the Mazda MX-5, which you've heard me mention before. Now, I got quotes off race teams with him, and some of them were like £1,400 for a race weekend. So you're on track on Friday, testing. You qualify on Saturday, I think you do a race on Saturday, and then Sunday you got race or races, two or three races. But that whole event, with insurance, if you want to buy insurance for like £400, is going to be about £2,000 if everything goes well. All in. You arrive, you pay your stuff to the team beforehand, you arrive, you drive, you go home feeling great. £1,400 and you're on the grid with about 40 other cars. It's a rampant grid. And you're telling me you can't raise money to go racing. And it's just for wealthy people. Yes, the big time, F3 and F2 and F1 and IndyCar, that costs a lot of money. But if you're at home, just looking at them, thinking you can't get involved in motorsport, you can't at least start, then you're thinking about the wrong thing. It's not true. You can start. Anybody can raise 1400 or £2,000 to go racing, right? Let's just say you need £5,000. $5,000 or pounds. In order to get your race license, in order to get all the equipment that you need, and to do a couple of race weekends, you can raise that. If not, then there's something wrong. If not, then you are just hiding behind excuses. Anybody can raise it. You can go on the street and busk and just sing to people, even though you can't sing, and collect their money, their coins, off them, busking, and you'll earn that money. You can wash cars. You can go and get a job. You can go and work at McDonald's. You can do anything to raise £5,000. You can get sponsors, all giving you £50, but you get loads of them. €50, $50. You've got no excuse. So I just wanted to put this video out in this episode just to solely say, let's stop blaming the fact that you've got no money and start to take control of the situation and ask, how can I get that money? Or how can I provide enough value to someone who can give me a drive in return? Maybe you start getting sponsorship and gathering sponsorship for race teams because they're easier to sell. Maybe you start to do business to business deals. Maybe you start to sell advertising packages and hospitality packages and corporate entertainment packages within motorsport. And the profit from that, you spend on your racing. There are hundreds, there are thousands of ways that you can get the money in order to start racing. So please, overcome the viewpoint that it's too expensive. Overcome the jealousy of what all these other drivers have got, because believe it or not, behind the scenes, it may look glamorous, but behind the scenes, some of these drivers have worked so hard to get where they've got, and they're bloody fast, so they deserve to be there. This is another thing that gets me. When you start to see drivers that have got the money, but not really the talent, don't worry, that's their journey. It's got nothing to do with you. That's their journey. And eventually, if they haven't got the skill, they'll get found out. You can't get to F1 really and be rubbish. You can't. If you are, you get found out. And if you stay there for a long time because you're just paying the bills all the time because you are wealthy, then no one respects you. And inside, a part of that driver's dying because they know they haven't got the respect. So it all plays out. But you don't need to worry about all these other drivers. You just need to worry about if racing is real passion for you, it's how am I going to get on that grid? And how am I going to get in a championship that gives me the best chance to win? Or it's going to cost next to nothing. It's cheap. Even if you're racing a Citroen 2CV, it doesn't matter. Just get on track. Stop dreaming and blaming others and say it's something you can't do and see what you can do. Even auto test, even hill climb. What can you do to compete in a machine, in a car, or on a bike, whatever your passion is? What could you possibly do if you really wanted to? Get out there, start talking to teams, start talking to people that are doing these things, price it up, reverse engineer how you're going to get that money in, and go out and compete. And once you're in, the ball starts rolling. You start to meet people who say, you've got some skill, I wouldn't mind helping you out. You start to meet people like, it could be a mechanic who helps work on your car for next to nothing. Somebody helps you start to look for sponsors. Somebody says, oh yeah, my dad's got this company, he might be able to use you in a certain way. If you can bring your car to the headquarters, they can pay you for that and do a speaking gig. It starts to grow, but in order for it to grow, you got to get on the grid. In order for it to get on the grid, you got to look for something you can afford or possibly raise the money for. So just a wake up call right now. What are you going to do? No more looking at others racing. No more being jealous. Focus on you and what you're going to do. See you next time.